This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Fred Floss, professor of economics at SUNY Buffalo State and director of the Buffalo Fiscal Stability Authority, is on the WBEN live line. We're looking at the Buffalo budget deficit, which is somewhere around $70 million, and plans to close it. Fred, the city got word this week that Albany is including the 3% hotel tax and parking authority in the state budget for Buffalo. The question is this the best way to balance the city's budget?
Well, it is a good way to balance the city's budget. It's an important first step in trying to close this deficit. But we should be very, very clear. It's not a solution in and of itself. What it is deficit borrowing so that we have time to come up with other solutions to be able to balance the city's budget.
But it's almost as if there are two separate issues here, right? And both need to be addressed. One is the very short term this year budget deficit that needs to be addressed somehow. And then the other is the long term fiscal stability. Is that maybe the right way to look at it, that these are two separate problems that both need to be looked at?
Yes, but they're interconnected. Is we have to make the correct short-term choices so that we can be on a trajectory to fix our long-term choices. I think we have to be careful, and we have to realize that we're still feeling the impacts of COVID, and we have to look at what's happening at the federal government as well. And the cuts that may be coming down to try to do what's best for the city of Buffalo.
You know, the hotel tax seems straightforward, 3% on people who book hotel rooms in the city of Buffalo. But the parking authority, what questions do you have about that?
Well, the question this week that we put to the Common Council was, not that this isn't a viable option, but that what we would like to see, and again, I'm saying this as an economist, not necessarily as a control board member, but that given that interest rates seem to be going up, at some point debt service is going to get bigger. And that means that this project of creating the authority will become less lucrative. At some point, it won't be a good deal. And what I want them to do ahead of time is to be able to think about that and know at what point they should say, let's back off this deal because it's not going to help us the way we thought.
Well, when it comes to addressing this short-term problem, it seems to be a question of bonds versus this parking ramp combined with the bed tax, but the parking ramp gets a lot of attention idea. Is there one that's better than the other? Or, you know, do they kind of all do the same thing? Because when I think of bonds, I think of something that, you know, well, eventually goes the other way too, and maybe isn't necessarily a long-term way to fix the problem either.
Again, both the parking authority and allowing the control board to borrow over time are both deficit spending. Both of them are giving the city time to do what actually is probably going to have to happen, and that's raise property taxes. And I've said over the last few years that we need to raise property taxes. I think there's a lot of confusion over how much that is, what that means. For example, the median property tax in the city of Buffalo is $1,500. If we tax, for example, 10%, that would be $150 a year, or $11 or $12 a month. If that's what we need to do to be able to keep the services that are important to folks in the city of Buffalo, whether that's snow plowing the snow, whether that's police and fire, whether that's other community services, we have to talk about those trade-offs. Right now, the city of Buffalo, if we look at the top 250 cities in the United States, Buffalo, New York is 201st in property taxes. We are much lower than cities like Houston or Phoenix, Arizona, or a number of Florida cities. So that while we think we're a high tax property tax city, when we look at the numbers, we're really not. So what this deficit borrowing does, it allows us to raise taxes more slowly and give folks in the community time to adjust to those increasing property taxes. But I want to be careful. That's not to say that we, the Common Council, shouldn't be looking at cuts where they can make them. But we need to have a combination of property taxes, deficit borrowing, and cuts. And all of these discussions have to be on the table.
Well, Fred, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. Hopefully everyone will see that we're working to try to do what's best for the city of Buffalo and minimize the pain that we know we're going to feel. So thank you.
That's Fred Floss, director of the Buffalo Fiscal Stability Authority and an economics professor at SUNY Buffalo State.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
all of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.